response to a bill that could strip the lieutenant governor from overseeing ISDA. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, here in Indiana, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture is led by the lieutenant governor. Well, beginning Monday, the new lieutenant governor will be Micah Beckwith. However, there's a bill that's been introduced in the Indiana Senate that would not only strengthen ISDA, but it would also remove the lieutenant governor from overseeing the department. First, Hoosier Ag Today spoke with State Senator Susan Glick, who co-authored that bill with State Senator James Buck.
I think there is a lack of understanding. People are seeing this as a power grab, taking it away. It is an elevation of the status of agriculture in the state of Indiana. That's all we're trying to do.
The bill would make ISDA an executive agency under the governor with its own secretary. Even though the bill specifically says the lieutenant governor would no longer serve as Secretary of Agriculture, Glick says that Lieutenant Governor-elect Beckwith would still be involved with ISDA.
He would still be in charge under our bill of the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. He'd be helping with a lot of those grants and aids throughout the state of Indiana and some of the rural areas, which we want to see continue and grow, and he was very much in favor of that.
In fact, Glick told Hoosier Ag Today that the bill has Beckwith's support.
We talked with the Lieutenant Governor prior to dropping the bill. Senator Buck and I worked on this bill. We've had been approached by a number of ag groups, such as the Farm Bureau and others. It's been a part of the policy of the Farm Bureau for a number of years, legislative request to elevate the status of the Department of Agriculture.
But when Hoosier Ag Today spoke with Lieutenant Governor-elect Micah Beckwith about the bill, he says neither Glick nor Buck spoke with him about it before it was introduced.
It's a little bit of a nonsense bill. I think people have kind of pointed out that it might be a slight towards me because, again, I was the grassroots pick, and sometimes the establishment, quote unquote, doesn't like what the grassroots do sometimes. And so is it a little petty? Maybe. I don't want to read into the motives of the senators that brought that bill up.
Beckwith adds that removing the lieutenant governor from overseeing ISDA would not be good for Indiana's farmers.
I think they have the ear of the executive branch even more so this time around than they will ever have with the Department of Agriculture under the lieutenant governor's office, because not only will you have basically just the full attention of the lieutenant governor anytime farmers need help, you're going to have the ear of the executive branch. If you move that into what 202 is saying, you're basically going to lose agriculture into the minutia of other agencies. The governor has 30 plus agencies that he's overseeing. He's got secretaries over that. You won't have the ear of the governor as much if you make this move.
So Hoosier Ag Today then told State Senator Glick the bill did not have the support of Lieutenant Governor-elect Beckwith.
He disagrees. Now, yes. Earlier today I was told that he said that he was in favor. So maybe that's changed, but he was not opposed to it earlier. So then we'll just have a discussion. That's what the legislature's for, and we'll be glad to sit down with him anytime. It's not an attack on anybody.
Beckwith says the bill is pretty much dead on arrival.
Yeah, Senator Bray was very, very kind. He talked to me about it. He said, hey, I just want to let you know this is coming down the pike. It's not going anywhere. He gave me his word it's not going anywhere. I don't think it has any traction.
You can hear much more from Lieutenant Governor-elect Micah Beckwith and State Senator Susan Glick at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.